All right, we were talking a little bit about super cooling and the 10 most asked questions on our website at Rosie on the House. Mike, why don't you bring Jim into the conversation? Jim has a comment about that particular topic in particular. Jim, good morning. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Good morning, guys. I got 2 summers worth of APS bills. After I started using the super cool, procedure, I'm guessing 40% savings.
Same house, same family, probably consuming a little bit more power than you were before, but you're consuming it at the right time.
I am consuming. You get your bill every month, and it shows the little bar graph.
Yep.
I'm consuming more energy, but I reduced my bill by 40%. Actually, last month it was 50%.
Okay, I've just got to ask one thing. Because people come up to me and they're scared to try it because they're programmed in their mind when they start turning the thermostat down, they can hear the cash register ringing and buzzing at the same time. What made you finally confident and comfortable enough to give it a try? What was that step?
Listening to your radio show.
Okay. All right.
I said, okay, I'm going to trust Rosie.
All right.
And I went out and spent, $30 for a programmable thermostat.
Yeah.
Could not figure it out, so I paid another $75 to have some kid come out and program the thermostat.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it since.
Jim, we appreciate you calling, and thank you for endorsing that. Let's bring in our air conditioning expert, Brad Porter, from Integrity Air Conditioning, because I know he has an opinion about programmable thermostats. But Brad, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you, Rosie?
Hey, good. So we were talking a little bit about the 10 most asked questions at Rosie on House, and I was just stating I couldn't believe super cooling was there because I'm asked about it all the time. I tell people to do it. I think you just heard Jim talking about the fact that he's doing it, saving 40 or 50% off the bills year over year. Programmable thermostats, I know you have a definitive opinion about them.
I don't particularly care for them, but mainly because of exactly what Jim just said.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure it out. He had to pay money to have somebody come out and program it for him.
Yeah. And then just about the time you got it, Jim must have very well-behaved and very well-disciplined kids. Because the other problem with programmable thermostats is you have it programmed to take advantage of super cooling, then your kids get home from school at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they're feeling like they want the house a little bit cooler than it is. And by the time...
Or in the morning, they're freezing to death, so they're wearing parkas. Hello.
And by the time you have all 8 members of your family registered in that programmable thermostat, that programmable thermostat's the most confused thing in your house.
Yeah, well, that can definitely be a problem. And, I guess it just depends. I just turn mine up and down.
Okay. All right.
When I want.
All right. Now, what are your feelings on super cooling?
I struggle with this one, honestly.
I know you do.
when you just said comfort earlier, that's the key for me.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with 68 degrees, and yeah, you can throw on a sweater, but I'm more of a set it and leave it kind of guy. Put in the smallest possible unit you can get away with.
Yep.
Set it and leave it. I still turn my thermostat down on the weekends because the kids come over and we cook in the kitchen and it gets hotter.
Okay.
But that's a weekend thing. Monday through Friday, it's set at 73 degrees, 24 hours a day.
All right. Well, very good. Well, that's Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning. I wanted to bring in both sides of the argument. We had someone call last week on super cooling, and they said, Rosie, I have to live within a very narrow band of super cooling because my wife is cold at 71 and she's hot at 74. So he's only got a three degree window, and it doesn't work at a 3 degree window like that. So,
well, look what you've done. You've lit up all the lines again on super cooling.
Oh, okay. I tell you, we bring it up and it absolutely fills the line every single time. Other things that we like to talk about or that people like to ask us about at Rosie on House is converting your carport. What are the regulations for that? I think people don't realize if you have a carport and you want to convert it to a garage, there's certain laws that have to be abided by. You can't simply just put an overhead garage door out at the entrance of that and frame in the one wall. You are now entering into the fire code. And all that sheetrock that's out there in the carport garage conversion area has to be fire rated. You have to get rid of that pull-down attic access that you've got. If there's a window between the carport and the house, that has to be removed. So there's actually quite a bit more work to it than most people realize if you want to do it completely legal and completely up to code. How about wood fireplaces? They kind of went out when the Maricopa County government said we're not going to burn wood in Maricopa County anymore, and we had to convert to gas. That created a huge spike in people seeking information about gas fireplaces. Okay, y'all stay tuned. Next hour is Hour with a Plumber. Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing come in. We're going to be talking about water heaters in particular, but plumbing in general.
Of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.